This is President Barack Obama.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please. Oh, honey, please don't.
What's up, everybody?
Hello there.
Welcome to Atomicast.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time, Shay, we're not even pretending like people are listening.
I know. No.
It feels a little awkward because I normally say hi to the listeners and stuff. There's certainly no listeners tonight.
No, there's not.
We are not broadcasting live.
No, this is not going to be a live episode. Are you still going to broadcast it at 9 tonight?
I think so.
Okay. Well, if you do that, I'll still go in there in the chat room. So I will be in the chat room if I'm awake.
Okay. And yeah, we should note there is a new...
Wait, no. I won't be.
Oh, I will be. How about I'll do it?
How about you do it? Because
I'll do it.
I hope to be asleep by then.
Yeah. We have a new chat room.
We
relied on Rockin' Comedy Radio's chat room for a while. Rockin' Comedy Radio, of course, moved to RadioVegas.rocks.
Yep.
And the chat room, we couldn't find it. So we said, screw it.
We're web developers.
We can make our own.
Yeah.
So we made our own.
Yeah.
Radio.atomicast.com. Same old website, different chat.
It works.
Live Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock central.
Yep.
Usually.
Features to come.
Yeah. But we didn't... This is our second week that we haven't been broadcasting live.
I know.
Last week was totally your fault.
Absolutely my fault. Completely.
100%.
I know. No. It always is.
No, it wasn't.
I know. Yeah, so this isn't going to be live. Next week, we'll do a live episode, though.
Yes.
Next week, we'll be live.
Okay.
Your text message distracted you.
Yes, it did. We didn't do it last week because I've been sick, and I'm still a little sick.
Yeah, you can still kind of hear it in your voice
a little bit?
Just a little bit.
It sucks,
it was so much worse. I mean, on Friday, or whenever it was Friday, you could really hear it.
Yeah.
Like, really well.
My whole face has just been full of snot. It's just been fucking foul.
I hate that.
And it was for the first week of it, it was that you couldn't even blow it out. You know, it was so stuffy that you just couldn't get...
Got to get a neti pot on that shit.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck
that. Why?
You know, I'm such a... I don't get sick often. And so when I am sick, first of all, I'm a baby about being sick, for sure.
Yes, you are.
And then I'm also just a baby about taking meds, too.
Yeah, you should just take the meds.
Well, I do for a while, but sometimes the medication is worse than the sickness for me.
DayQuil, for sure.
DayQuil was horrible, although I was doped up on that for 3 days. NyQuil knocked me the fuck out, which was nice, but then you wake up just feeling...
groggy, and all you want to do is eat because you're so tired and your body needs all that energy. And
just feeling weird. And then I went with Primatene to like break up some
of
the
shit. Did you go to the doctor?
No.
Primatene, that sounds like a prescription.
No, it's like it's an over the counter, it's for asthma.
Oh.
But it's it relieves.
Is it like Mucinex type thing?
Yeah, it's got a component of that to like break up mucus. Mm-hmm. The cover, the box is like more productive coughs.
Oh, so you're coughing shit out like crazy? Gross.
It's gross, but it loosens you up and stuff, but it's got ephedrine in it.
Oh, and you almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, I took two doses in one day, which is, you can take up to four.
Yeah.
So I took half of the maximum, and I was still like, I swear I felt I was going to have a heart attack.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Did it give you a raging boner?
No.
Because your heart's pumping, you know.
I know.
It could have the Viagra.
I understand what you're saying. No, it felt like I had just got done running or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
But with the running, at least there's a reason behind why your heart is beating like that.
Right.
And secondly, like your heart beating fast is sort of counteracted by you being tired after a run. This was just like fucking, I just was like... just like on speed or something. I was all fucked up from it.
Yeah.
And so I was actually, that was for a Father's Day dinner and I had to just like leave the table. I felt so weird. Jeez. I was just like, I'm sorry guys. I just have to like take a walk.
Dude, that sucks.
Just walked up and down the street a couple times to kind of calm down. Yeah.
Damn.
It was brutal. But these last couple days I've just been like, fuck it. I'm not taking any meds. Like I'm still a little bit borderline sick, but I'm sick of taking meds. I'm sick of feeling that way. I'd rather just feel sick.
Right. I hear you. Now, I mean, ephedrine is obviously still somewhat legal. But ephedra, that is banned, correct? Because it kept killing people. Or am I...
I think that they're the same, but I think that like there's so little ephedra or ephedrine or whatever in the thing that I don't think that it matters too much.
Yeah, it's not. But yeah, I mean, they banned one of these because of shit like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how people were dying. Their heart just gave out from being on it.
Yeah, and I think they had to take a shitload more, but...
Sure, of course. But, I mean, you took a little tiny bit and felt this effect. Imagine what taking like a real dose of that would feel like.
I know.
Jesus.
Well, part of it too. I'm just a pussy when it comes to meds. I mean, like,
well, yeah, you're a big pussy.
I know. Well, Hill takes those Benadryl.
Oh yeah,
for her allergies.
Yeah.
I have twice now. I've taken Benadryl just to fall asleep because I, you mm-hmm. know, I was needed to wake up
you
super
need to
early
stop
and whatever.
All this shit. Yeah.
And I just felt horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I took one Benadryl and I just was like, I felt like I was tripping on acid or something. Oh, right. Like, not that severe, but
yeah.
I really I felt like I was on drugs, you know, and
you
just it just
gotta take,
really weird.
You got to do it more so your body just gets used to the drugs.
No. Oh. That's the, I never do it. So it's, yeah. and I don't.
I mean, you, yeah. I mean, I can totally see how you would be feeling that from Benadryl. It really does mess with you. And if your body's not used to it,
yeah.
You got to be careful with that shit, though, the taking Benadryl to fall asleep.
I know.
Because that's not something, because otherwise, I mean, I've been hooked on Benadryl before too, not as bad as I was with Tylenol PM, but it gets to the point you don't sleep unless you start taking that right. shit.
Yeah, I never was that bad. It was usually just like,
yeah.
you know, I need to go to sleep right now to get 5 hours of sleep because I got to wake up early tomorrow.
But
and
then
so
even
just,
when you wake up all shitty. And
I know.
You're like, God, I wish I would have just tried to sleep normal last night.
I know. Yeah. It seems like most times when I take meds, I regret
yeah.
taking them.
Right?
So I'm just kind of grunting my way through the tail end of
Have you
sickness.
Been taking ibuprofen?
No.
That can actually really help with this.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. It just does. I swear to God, I take ibuprofen. It has more of an effect than NyQuil does.
Yeah.
I mean, just as far as the actual cold goes.
Okay. I'll have to try that.
And it makes your, and it does, I started taking Benadryl every night before I go to bed just because it, whatever little ache pain I have,
yeah.
it just helps it. And Benadryl is, or ibuprofen yeah. is ibuprofen, and you can take 20 of them and it's not going to hurt you.
Right.
You know, it's just, it does help with colds.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I'll have to try that because I also, I'm just getting old, Shay. My fucking body's falling apart.
You're just getting old.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. I tweaked my shoulder like months ago.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of been this like low level pain, but I had a couple of days of pain free. So I hit it really hard in the gym today and mm-hmm. now it hurts more than
really?
Ever.
Really? Damn.
So I need to start doping myself on ibuprofen now too.
Yeah.
Getting old, dude. I'm
or
just falling apart.
Motrin or Advil or Aleve.
Yeah. What's
Aleve.
The, Aleve. That's the one for old arthritic people.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to get that one.
Yeah. It helps.
I need to get that one.
Yeah,
get some Aleve up in this
dude.
Bitch.
Old people fucking swear left and right by it. I when I went down to Georgia and I was around all those old people,
yeah.
it was nothing but Aleve. Oh, you have a headache? Here's Aleve.
Yeah,
your foot hurts? Here's Aleve. I went out to Montana with Brett's parents.
Aleve.
Oh, you're getting a little hangover? Here's some Aleve.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get on that shit.
It's yeah.
I'll try that.
I mean, you are old now, so
I know. Like, I drive a stick shift car. For those that don't know, and dude, shifting into fifth gear,
mm-hmm.
it hurts so badly.
Really?
Yeah, today fifth gear is the only
you're
one.
You're not
hurts
even going that far over.
Well, it's the weird angle of it or something.
Like how you have
it
to
hurts
go,
my shoulder.
How? Whatever. We don't need yep. to go over it now, but that sucks.
Yeah. So I'm gonna need to get some Aleve.
You need to stop being old, you old fat fuck.
I know. Maybe I need a new car to get around my
you do
shifting
need a new
problem.
Car. You do. You should get an automatic.
Well, this would be like a medical thing, though, right? This
mm-hmm.
now, so I wouldn't have to pay you.
No, that you still it's pay still, me.
But this is for medical reasons.
If you get a handy van, then you don't have to pay me.
I might get a handy van.
If you get a handy van, you don't have to pay me
that
shit.
That would come in handy. I can get it. Yeah. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my couple of weeks, I guess. Sick. Kid's birthday. You were
yeah,
there for the kid's
yeah,
birthday.
Your daughter
party,
turned
3 years
old. Dude, I see the pictures of that shit on Facebook of her riding around in her car with the sunglasses on. It
yeah.
makes me smile every fucking time.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
I know. I know. I think you're supposed to say thank you or something, but whatever.
If I were you, I'd just be like, yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's what I
just,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is. She's cute.
She is.
She's
but
the
yeah.
best.
That was fun. So we had your birthday. I've just been working. I'm going. So we're doing the show in the middle of the afternoon here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to Baltimore tomorrow. So I leave for my flight's at like 8:00. And so I'm going to wake up at, you know, 3:04 in the morning, probably closer to 3, and start driving
mm-hmm.
up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing it a little earlier today because I've got that. And then
I think that would be peaceful and relaxing as long as you're not going through like thunderstorms. And
yeah,
shit.
You know what I did check that on the weather and guess what I'm driving through?
Thunderstorms and
heavy,
shit.
Heavy strong storms.
Yeah, that part would suck. But I would think like being on the road at that time, nobody else on the road, you can see the sunrise.
Yeah, I've done
part
it.
Of that would be nice, right?
I've done it before. It's less nice because you're so fucking tired and angry that you're so tired.
Yeah. But you're a coffee guy, can't you just like inject yourself with some caffeine and
here's where that
buck up.
Well, the thing is, so it makes me poo. a lot. So I can't really drink coffee when I travel anywhere. Because, I mean, even I could tomorrow morning, and I probably will stop at Casey's in Lakin and get some coffee or something. But I'll have to shit before I get to the airport.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm weird about that. I don't drink coffee unless I'm at home.
Where you can shit.
Where I can shit. Or if I'm going to work.
Yeah.
You know, when I worked in an office.
Oh, okay.
I did work there. Because I knew I could just shit when I got there.
Right.
But, like, I'm going out to Baltimore this weekend. I won't have coffee the entire time. I probably won't poop until Sunday night.
Dude, that's so weird. You need to get over that weirdness.
That's just the way. No, it's not that, like, I'm trying to. I'm not forcing myself to not shit.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't have to. Because I think just my body knows I'm not home, I'm not pooping, I'm not in a comfortable place, I'm not pooping. And even like today, dude, I took a shit this morning, like 10 minutes before the fucking maintenance guy came over.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I could still smell it right before I left here.
Yeah, I'm sure he wrote.
He's like, God, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm sure he told the property managers and shit all about it.
Well, I don't care about that. I just feel bad that that dude had to smell my shit.
Yeah.
You know?
That's something. Yeah, I don't think I have ever gone more than 2 days without pooping.
Yeah.
So certainly for extended periods of time, but I've shit at pretty much all of my wife's family's places,
my dad's wife.
And stuff.
It's your wife.
So what, this is your girlfriend.
I know, and I've shat there before. It's not like I've never done it.
Yeah.
It's just, that's something I prefer to do at home.
I think most people prefer it.
Yeah.
It is better. Yeah, like I've had the runs today.
Yeah.
And it's so nice at home. I love the diarrhea at home because you feel cleaned out. You feel lighter on your toes. You just shit all this stuff out.
You got at least a 150-foot walk, if not more.
Yeah, but you can feel the grumbles coming.
I know, but have you ever had a situation where you're trying to make it from your office to the bathroom and you're like, oh, shit.
It's not like it's 3 miles, dude.
Dude, how do you not have that problem? Some days I have to shit and I have trouble walking my 15 feet from my chair to the bathroom.
Just very poor bowel control or something.
I have
very
a gaping asshole.
Rectal muscle control.
I've had too many dicks in my ass.
I was going to go there, but I didn't want to be a homophobe about it. So thank you for going there for me.
What's being homophobic about it? There's just been a lot of dicks in my butt.
Well, yeah, I guess it's not bad.
Yeah.
Just as a thing.
You weren't calling me a fag.
Well, nope. I wasn't doing anything about it. Yeah, no, I've never had a complication like that at all.
Yeah. We're not drinking anything, but I just wanted to play some background music.
No,
here.
You know, you'd already started playing the music, and I thought I should go get a soda, but then I thought, no, I can't because we're about to go live, and then I thought, no, we're not, but then I thought, I don't want to have to restart the recording.
This is way too much thought for soda.
I know.
Do you have any beer in there?
I have one.
No, you should drink that.
I might, actually, because my wife is getting the kiddo today.
Oh, nice.
So I could probably have a beer.
Fucking score.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's the same deal, dude. Now that I've been off of the meds, I don't want to alter myself in any way. Even if I'm just like 1% shittier feeling tomorrow, I don't even want to do it.
Dude, I don't blame you.
I'll have a Diet Coke. That'll be fine. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Or water.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I know. It's good for you, though. So they say.
Yeah.
I know. Whatever. I'm out of soda at home. So I really want to go get one, but then I'm like, when I don't have soda, I force myself to drink water and force myself to be healthy. And I'm like, God damn it, do not go out and buy soda.
Yeah.
Because you're being healthy right now.
Yeah.
But there's just something addicting about soda to me.
I know it. That's the one thing. Everybody says that diet soda is, my family tells me to drink less diet soda because it's bad for you and stuff.
It's really bad.
I don't think it is. I really think, like, health-wise, it's fine.
It's the aspartame in there, the fake sugar. That's why it's bad for you.
No, it's not. No, aspartame is totally 100% safe, 1000% safe. No problems there.
I feel like that's not true.
It's totally true.
Where'd you hear that?
Every single place ever that's ever talked about it ever. Every single reputable place.
Have you spoken with a doctor about it?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I have, yeah. During that Biggest Loser thing, we had doctors that would talk to us about our health.
Real doctors, not dieticians.
Yes, these are actual doctors.
Because, Tim, I could be a dietitian.
Yeah, you could. No, this is a real, legit doctor.
Okay.
And she said the same thing, basically, like, well, you know, it's fine, but you should limit yourself to one or two a day. Not because it's unhealthy, but just because of the same reasons you just talked about. Like, once you really start drinking diet soda, you just drink it all the time. You drink gallons and gallons of it.
It's all you want. And, I mean, especially with weight loss, they say that's not a good thing.
Yeah, and there is something. The one thing that I think aspartame is bad for you for, it's got that sweetness.
Yeah.
And that does, like, trigger hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you have a couple of sodas, and then you want something else. Then you want ice cream or something.
I know.
And
ice cream sounds good.
You know, and if you can't eat ice cream, then you just drink another soda to get that sweetness back.
Yeah, exactly.
So just sort of, you just kind of fucking keep drinking it.
And you're in a cycle.
Yeah. It's a vicious, vicious,
vicious cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know I need to drink more water, but fuck it.
But
I don't buy this aspartame gives you cancer bullshit, or the aluminum gives you Alzheimer's bullshit.
I don't know.
I don't buy anything.
I don't know whether or not it does.
It does not.
I'm repeating what I've heard. My dad had a lot of problems with aspartame though.
Like what problems?
Urination problems.
Like gave him kidney stones?
No, not kidney stones. Just there was something in there that it was like a burning sensation when he would urinate.
That's chlamydia. Did diet soda give him chlamydia?
I don't think he has chlamydia.
Gonorrhea?
I don't think he's
syphilis.
Pretty sure he doesn't have any STDs.
Some kind of STD from aspartame.
He cut the aspartame out and started drinking Diet Right instead of Diet Pepsi or Diet. Yeah, it was Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And his problems went away.
Well, how about that?
I know.
How about that?
I don't. I'm just
one anecdote.
Listen, man.
That's just one anecdote.
Listen, brother. I'm just telling you a story I heard.
Well, it's a bad story.
It's just a story I heard. It's a story from my father. You shut your filthy fucking mouth, you fag basher.
This is a silly story that I don't buy. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, you're...
Not a word.
You're a piece of shit. Nobody cares what you think.
Well, that's... Yeah, you're true. That's right.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you want to jump into the news?
Sure.
I say we jump into the news.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So we didn't have any news 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we ran out of time.
Yeah.
It was a long show.
We've got news today. Okay. I have 6 news stories for you, Timmy.
All right,
are you ready?
No. No, I'm not ready.
Hold on, that wasn't good. There we go. That was loud.
That had some impact.
That's what I wanted. So I'm sure you've heard of this by now. First sex in space. Pornhub is going to make a porn film in space.
I heard that. Yeah, good for Pornhub.
So this thing has like a breakdown. It's got a graph of the expenses. I can't, but I.
Because they did like a Kickstarter or something for it, right?
Yeah, but they have like all the expenses broken down right there. It's kind of funny when they're trying to raise like $3.4 million or so to make a film in a porn in space.
Yeah.
But then you look at the breakdown and like 20% of it's marketing and 20% like they're spending all this money.
It is weird. It looks like only about 60% is actually the space flight cost. It seems like they could just, they don't need anything else.
You just
record it and then put it on the internet. People have to be interested in that shit.
People would absolutely, dude. They could send 2 people up there and film it amateur style.
Yeah,
I'd prefer that over like some big glorious production.
Yeah,
I really would.
I think I would too. Have you seen those porn movies that are just like the guy wearing the glasses with the camera in them?
I've seen some of those before. Yeah,
kind of weird, but I would watch that.
You know, I've been getting really into POV. So yeah, me too.
Yeah, your porn tastes are changing.
They are. I'm really into POV lately.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. Good to know.
It's because I don't have sex anymore.
That's true. Ever. It's true.
I think that's really what it is.
That long distance relationship, dude. You got to have a 1,000-mile dick.
I know. I don't.
And then you could get. Then you could like get on that.
A little 2-inch dick. In one small thrust for man, in one giant leap for mankind, 2 people are set to have sex in space for the first time in human history. But for porn, not procreation. Pornhub is crowdfunding a space mission to shoot an adult film in low Earth orbit. The site hopes to launch the mission and shoot sexplorations in 2016, covering the pre- and post-production costs itself, but seeking $3.4 million from Indiegogo crowdfunders.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm actually a little surprised it's not more than that.
Me too. I remember when like they first started talking about space tourism, it was like 20 million, like that gay dude from NSYNC.
Right.
Lance Bass.
He
was like, I'll pay $20 million to go into space.
Yeah.
And none of them have gone. But now it's only $3.4 million to go up there and film a movie.
He ended up going to Russia, right? He was a cosmonaut.
Oh, was he? I didn't think he ended up doing it at all.
I don't know if he ever got into space, but I'm almost, I don't even know why I know this. I think he was in the Russian space program. No, you don't.
It's okay, Tim. You're gay.
Yeah, I think he was in the Russian space program. But yeah, I mean, I really think at $3 million to get, I mean, at least 3 people into space, right? 2 to fuck and 1 to record? Is that the deal?
It doesn't say how many people are going to go up there, but yeah, it would have to be at least 3.
Yeah, so that's just a little over mil a person. Uh-huh. I would think that's well within the range of rich people that just want to go to space. How are they going to fucking do that? That doesn't seem like we can do that yet.
I know. But apparently they are.
Well, all right.
Good. Dude, I'll tell you, I think...
Pornhub's got connections to the government, to NASA and shit.
Well, they might have connections to SpaceX.
Yeah.
I mean, they can... Because
of the X rating?
No, just because they're all in California.
SpaceX rated. That's what they should call it.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's brilliant, dude. Write that down.
Okay, just did.
All right.
All right. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'll watch it when it comes out.
If it does.
So do you remember when I used to live in Virginia?
No, I don't. You used to live in where now?
Henrico County, Virginia.
Henrico?
Henrico. Anyway, I have a news story from Henrico, one that is going to aggravate the shit out of you.
I can't wait.
Virginia mom accused of leaving kid in hot car goes to court.
Okay.
Leaves kid in hot car. Laquanda Newby.
White girl, I'm guessing.
White girl. 25 is charged with 3 counts of contributing to the delinquency or abuse of a child after police said she left her 2 children inside of her hot car outside the Henrico County Courthouse on Monday. According to WTVR, Newby was at the courthouse to turn herself in for a previous situation that involved her allegedly leaving a child in a hot car. On May 26, Newby was accused of leaving a child in a car while she shopped at Sam's Club. When police arrived, they found Newby in her car and could not arrest her for the alleged crime because they had not witnessed it. Basically, she has a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old. She left them in her car once to go shopping at fucking Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And that's never going to be a short trip.
Right.
And then she went to go turn herself in saying, yeah, I did this. And she fucking did it again.
Yeah.
At the courthouse.
Yeah. Bad parents out there, dude.
I figured that would enrage you because... Remember when that thing happened where the guy left the child in the car? Yes,
I feel like that incident got all my rage out about the thing. And I still follow up on that about once a month. I Google that guy and see where their case is at. Yeah, that was in Georgia.
Yeah.
And the dude totally killed his kid. I have almost no doubt about it. He took the kid to breakfast at Chick-fil-A, then drove him 1.2 miles to the place where he worked, the facility where he worked, and left the kid in the car.
Right.
He had just had breakfast with the guy with the kid.
I thought the man and the wife left the kid in the car in their driveway or something.
No, it was at his place of employment. It was at Home Depot, actually. Home Depot corporate office. What
the fuck is wrong with people? Can you put a 3-year-old up for adoption? I'm not saying yours. I'm just saying.
I think you can.
Why not just put the fucking child up for adoption instead of murdering it?
I think there's a little shame in that, right? I mean, that you kind of are admitting you're not good parents or that you made a mistake.
Killing them
or
doesn't
something.
Really prove that. The opposite.
But I think that if they weren't caught, they would get some sympathy and shit, right?
God, these people are fucking psychos.
I mean, this guy had just gotten a life insurance policy on his kid and tried to cash in on it like a few days after he died. That would be the last thing on my mind.
Yeah. Well, you also wouldn't kill your fucking
child.
I
also wouldn't murder my child. But yeah, and the kid was almost exactly my kid's age. Yeah. The dad was almost exactly my age. And he was like this fat web developer dude.
He worked at Home Depot.
He's the web developer there. Yeah, he worked in the corporate office.
Oh.
Home Depot has websites, dude. I don't know if
you said Home Depot, I thought.
I said corporate office.
Well, now
come
you did.
Come on, bro.
Now
corporate
you
office.
Now you have.
I said it way back when, too.
Oh, shut up.
You missed it, you jabroni.
Shut up. So there's a report. TSA failed to identify 73 workers linked to terrorism. So all this bullshit about the TSA.
TSA is horrible. Fucking useless.
On the heels of a TSA workers flunking a security test at airport checkpoints, the results of a new audit show that while the agency keeps a robust system for screening commercial airport workers, it still failed to flag 73 airport workers linked to terrorism. Apparently, TSA does not have access to all the terror watch list information it needs to make those judgments. So apparently, all this bullshit we go through at the TSA doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I mean, there's all sorts of, and they're just anecdotal, but lots of stories about people that get knives and shit on airplanes accidentally.
I know.
They just, I forgot I had this 8-inch hunting knife in my back pocket shit.
No shit.
And they're not doing anything. Like, they're looking for these little bottles of shampoo and shit, like this pointless, useless stuff. It's just fucking bureaucratic nonsense. Waste of money, waste of time.
Everyone that works at TSA, you know they fucking hate their lives.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. They have no other options.
But they get paid well, and that's a government job. They got good benefits, I'm sure.
Probably.
Good for them.
They all just seem like fucking losers. They can't do anything else.
Yeah, they totally are. But they're losers that ended up with a really good job. It's either that or stocking shelves at Walmart. They got a good job out of it. I don't blame them for doing it. I hate the fucking government agency.
Yeah.
I don't hate the workers necessarily.
I mean, they're doing their job, and it's such a pain in the ass. Like, I'm flying tomorrow morning, and I'm getting there hours early because I just do not want to mess with TSA. It delays you so much. And hey, I could be sitting next to a fucking terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't do anything. Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
Retards.
Yeah, that's why I like the smaller airports are nice, dude. Because the TSA lines, you just breeze through them. There's rarely anybody in line.
I mean, they're joking around with you.
Yeah, they're friendly. It's like, hey, do I need to take my shoes off? If you want. Like, they're just kind of real chill about it.
Yeah.
It's the big one. The big airports with the huge lines. Hubs. Those are the worst.
I know. Major airports. Yeah, the longest lines that I've dealt with were probably in Chicago.
Yeah.
Overall, I've had some pretty good luck with TSA, I'd say, getting through. But, I mean, I've also had my hour and a half standing there waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes it surprises me how fast they move. I went through one at LAX that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
But then some are just like, fucking, you just stand there for hours. And like, Vegas is a bad one.
Well, I remember Richmond, the airport there. And there was one time I was standing in line for half an hour. It's the airport's probably about the same size as Peoria.
Yeah.
But it's just some weird backup, you know?
Yeah. Fucking
a woman charged with murder after taking the abortion pill.
Oh, how far along was she?
She was months along. She was way too far into this to be taken. I think she was like five and a half months pregnant.
What's the limit, three?
Yeah, I think it's the first trimester.
Yeah.
Advocates on both sides of the abortion debate said Tuesday that they are stunned police arrested a Georgia woman on murder charges after a hospital social worker told officers she terminated her pregnancy by taking abortion pills. Kenlicia? I don't know. White girl name.
Yeah.
Jones, 23, of Albany, was held at the Daugherty County Jail on charges of malice, murder, and possession of a dangerous drug. District Attorney Greg Edwards said Tuesday afternoon that he is reviewing the case. As of right now, she's still going to be charged. So don't take abortion pills when you're 5 and a half months pregnant, because they're slapping all these other charges on her too.
Holy shit! So, I mean, the drug stuff makes sense, I guess. How do you even get the abortion pill? I mean, that's a prescription pill.
I assumed it was like the morning after pill. That's the way I was reading that.
Well, the morning after pill is not an abortion pill.
So the abortion pill is different?
Yeah. The abortion pill is called RU486, and that actually aborts fetuses. The morning after pill is really just a high dose of birth control.
RU486 was the rape drug, date rape drug.
No. Okay. That's a roofie.
Yeah. Which is, whatever. I'll look it up later.
The morning after pill is just a really, really high dose of birth control. It stops you from ovulating, stops the egg from dropping or implanting or something like that.
Okay.
And so, so if you take the morning after pill and get pregnant, you just stay pregnant. But if you take the abortion pill, you actually have the abortion.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So she took an abortion pill.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel. Like, I'm pro-choice for sure.
Yeah.
Five and a half months, that's a baby.
That seems like it'd be hard to get out of you.
Yeah, seems like they'd be clawing on its way out.
I mean, you can be born at 5 and a half months, right?
I think so. I mean, you'd be very premature.
Yeah,
but
not
I,
well.
Yeah, I think that technology exists in a way that you could.
You.
Yeah, I think that they could still, that baby could still live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking freaky. I'm
absolutely pro-choice, but that's one of those things where I do feel like there's a limit.
Yeah.
And I think that crossed the line.
Yeah.
I think that's past that limit for me.
It's weird arbitrary line. I mean, I totally agree with you, but it's a weird arbitrary line. Like one date, it's totally fine and I have no problems with it. And the next day, it's totally wrong and it's murder.
If you were 4 months, I don't think I'd be feeling this way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's still right on the cusp of the first trimester.
Yeah. 4 months. I don't know. I don't know where that line is.
Yeah.
For
again, is it 4 months and 1 day or 4 months and 30 days or what?
Yeah. It's weird. It's a weird.
I know.
I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we can't get into it, Shay.
It's
too deep for a topic.
We have no intelligible thoughts on this other than we just agree with it in some form.
Yeah. It's sort of in spirit. In spirit, I agree that women should be able to make this choice.
Yeah.
In practice, there has to be some sort of limit to it. You can't be 8 and a half months pregnant and decide like, oh, whoops, I fucked up. I made a bad choice. And then, it's the gray area. It's a huge gray area. It's about a 9 month gray area that's weird in there.
Yeah. And the thing is, at the same time, like, what if the woman threw herself down some stairs?
Yeah.
You know, no one would have any idea that she terminated. That's why she terminated fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just you don't know about it, and I'm sure that happens all the fucking time.
Right.
You know, whatever. Yeah. Two more. Tim, this should be for you. Drinking lots of coffee will make your dick stronger.
Yeah, why is that for me?
Because you don't
drink... My dick is plenty strong.
Yeah, but you don't drink coffee.
I don't need it. I got a strong dick.
It could be stronger.
Don't insult my dick's strength,
Tim, the title said,
dude.
Make your dick stronger.
Hey, bro.
Can your dick not physically get any stronger?
It is as strong as any dick on the planet.
Could you lift this table with your dick?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If I needed to.
Prove it.
If I needed to.
Prove it.
You got to give me a couple minutes to get warmed up, buddy.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm not going to do it, but I could, Shay.
A study...
I don't need to prove it to you. What am I, your fucking dick-wielding monkey?
Hopefully, someday.
No.
You can be that to me someday if you'd like.
And my dick's straight.
Dude, my butthole is already stretched plenty.
No shit. Yeah, look at you. You're the coffee chugger, and you've got a weak dick. I know for a fact. I know it.
That hurt. You fuck.
I'm just saying.
Heinz and PR disasters. QR codes.
What?
I'm just laughing at you. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
I'm just saying.
Heinz and PR disasters. QR codes on ketchup linked to hardcore porn.
I saw that, yeah.
Heinz had ran a special promotion on bottles between 2012 and 2014 with a QR code enabling consumers to design their own label. However... after the promotion ended, a German porn site took over the URL, meaning that consumers who scan it are in risk of getting more than they bargained for. Do you ever scan those fucking QR codes?
No.
Have you ever? Like, I have just to see what it did, and that's it. Who the fuck scans QR codes?
I've scanned them every once in a while if there's coupons or something, but it's been a year or two.
Yeah, almost never.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think... I mean, I have a hard time blaming Heinz for that one. They just let a domain expire and some pornographer bought it.
I know.
On the other hand, why do they let a domain expire? It's like $12 to renew it.
Unless it's just why, you know? Why the fuck would they need that?
Because they sell 3 bottles of ketchup a year and it makes up for the cost. And it would prevent shit like this from happening.
Yeah, true. No, you're right.
As usual.
I don't know, man.
As usual.
I don't fucking know.
Clearly you
don't.
Are
you ready for a goddamn break?
Yep.
Let's take a goddamn song break.
I'm going to get me a Dr. Pepper while you jam out to this ditty.
So I'm going to give you an option, Tim. One or two?
Two.
Okay. This is a metal cover of Let It Go.
What would one have been?
A metal cover of Uptown Funk.
All right.
But they're all out metal.
All right. A little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah. The song's done.
The end.
The song is over. That was Let It Go. By a guy named...
some band.
By a guy named... It's one guy playing all the instruments. Leo Moraccioli.
That's amazing.
Moraccioli.
Amazing. What a talented man, like Beck.
Sure.
Shay, what's the email address? How do they email us?
You can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819...
Dump.
Social media...
Tomcast.com, chat.
Chat with us or with anybody that is also there at radio.tomcast.com. Classic episodes and live episodes Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock.
You could basically use radio.tomcast.com for everything.
Yeah, that should be the only website that they ever go to ever.
Well, for Tomcast.
No, just that's it.
Oh.
Just total.
We need more content on
there.
The
entirety of the internet.
We need more up.
No, I think it's fine the way it is.
Oh.
Old episodes and live episodes, dude. What else does the internet need?
So you're the entire focus of the internet now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I like it.
Okay, deal.
But why, Shay, would they want to contact us at all? Okay. Via chat? Via text?
Well, Timmy.
Via Twitter?
If you want
via Facebook?
They might want to compare
via phone,
dick sizes
via email.
And strengths. Shut the fuck up. They might want advice, Tim. There you go. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, but I liked the dick strength, too.
Yeah, though. The dick strength.
Yeah, there should be some universal measurement.
We
of
should
dick
compare.
Strength.
We should have a contest. We'll start with wet towels, and we'll move to objects like tables and shit.
What is it? Like you get an erection, and you're just like you have to keep it at 90 degrees while you hang heavy shit off of it?
I'm thinking more like you lift it up.
Oh, you actually have to lift it.
Yeah.
That's
I'm talking,
harder.
That's what I was saying earlier, man.
That's harder.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to lift the table up because my dick is...
tiny.
Weak and small. You might be able to, though, because apparently you say you have a monster magnum dong.
I do. But yes, the advice is where I was going with that.
They could
email us for advice.
Or poop stories.
Or, yes, diarrhea stories. That's always good. I'm 17, and basically I had feelings for this girl, but she didn't feel the same way at the same time, and I slowly moved on. When we met at a party, everyone, including myself, misinterpreted how she acted as flirting with me. Later that week, she told me she sees me as a brother and that she has a boyfriend. I asked her if she ever sees anything between us happening, ever, anytime in the future. And I kept asking her why we don't talk often anymore. My friend showed me her text, and she's really mad at me. She called me really clingy, and she said that she's fed up with me and how my girlfriend needs good luck dating me. I don't know what this meant at all. And I apologized to her, but I have yet to get a response. She's in Spain with her sister for the entire summer. I don't have feelings for her anymore. Her flirting just kind of reignited some infatuation or something. I really see her as a sister, and now she's mad at me. What should I do?
Stop being a pussy.
Yeah.
You are clingy. You are annoying, and I can gather that just from your question.
Yeah.
You're needy, and you need to back off, and you need to leave this poor girl alone.
Yes.
And just move the fuck on with your life.
Yep. And it's clear that he still has a thing for her.
Obviously. Otherwise, he wouldn't spend all this time thinking about it and devoting all his energy into it and typing this fucking question.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And if you don't have a thing for the girl, you don't ask her if there's ever going to be a future for you two.
I know.
If you've got a girlfriend and she's got a boyfriend, just leave her the fuck alone.
I know. And if you have a girlfriend, why the fuck are you asking about if you have a future with someone else? Like, that's...
I don't know. He also needs to dump his girlfriend, really.
That's what I'm getting at.
He just needs to be alone forever. Fuck this guy.
What? He should be. What a pussy.
What a fucking fuck.
What a needy fuck.
This is a quickie, just a one sentence thing. Shay, how do you overcome severe laziness and actually get stuff done?
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like we both have this problem.
We do. And the answer is simple, Tim.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Yeah. Cowboy up, dude.
Yeah. There's no other way to not be lazy.
Yeah.
I've noticed,
though, for me anyway, if I make it to, I don't know what the time is, maybe 10:30 in the morning, without having done anything,
yeah,
I'm not going to do anything all day.
Dude, that's weird that you fucking bring that up, because I feel the exact same way, and I've noticed that as well. I don't know what time it is for me. I think for me, it's more so around lunch.
Okay.
Around lunchtime, which is 12 o'clock, and then... But yeah, some days I just don't want to do shit, and you know pretty early on. But when you have to do something, and you have to get it done, just do it.
Yeah. I feel like the key is you just have to kick yourself started for a half hour.
Yeah.
And then sitting around doing nothing and also doing shit, they both have momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if you just kind of, if you get the momentum sitting around doing bullshit, you're going to keep doing bullshit.
Yep. Reddit's addicting.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sit there and fucking read Reddit all day, every day.
I've done it.
Do any work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the only thing that's worked for me is just starting it. Like even this morning I started on something and I had no intention of finishing it right at that moment, because I was like, well, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna take a shit, I'm gonna drink coffee, I'm gonna do whatever. I just sat that, like, I started and then I just finished it.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to fucking worry about it ever again.
Yeah.
All that time that I would have been lazy earlier in the day, I can just be lazy at night now.
Yeah. It's weird because feeling lazy feels awesome. But feeling productive feels awesome too.
I'm not sure which. I think feeling productive feels better than feeling lazy.
Feeling productive feels better when you're done. Doing lazy shit feels better in the moment.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So yeah, there's not really a great answer other than you just fucking have to do it. But yeah, I think me and you are both, we're both prone to do nothing.
Yes.
To be lazy assholes all the time.
Yes, we are.
But yeah, you just gotta do it.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm a guy who just decided to talk to this girl who sits in front of the class and actually hung out for a few hours alone with her before work. We got along great and everything, but I might have been unconsciously flirting with her as she mentioned her boyfriend several times. I think she's really cool and I'd like to get to know her more and hang out more, but the class is ending tomorrow. We're very similar and have a lot in common, and while I would be interested in her romantically, I recognize the fact that she has a boyfriend and would not be interested in me in that way, which is fine. I still want to be friends with her though. I want to hang out with her and ask her for her number to try to keep in contact with her, but I'm afraid of overstepping my bounds.
I would probably say to just forget it.
Yeah. Same answer as before.
If she mentioned a boyfriend multiple times in the conversation,
that means back off.
That means back off. I don't feel comfortable with this. And so I will say some girls are just fucking obnoxious with that. And just because a guy talks to you doesn't mean he's trying to fuck you.
Right.
Every time.
But in this case, he is. He said that he would be interested in her.
And this time it is. And she's trying to say that, and it makes total sense. But the
sorry, that was gross.
You. But yeah, if they mention a boyfriend that many times, that's a pretty clear cut signal. Like, I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, I think so too. And he is totally interested in her romantically.
Yep.
She is not into him.
Nope.
And being friends with somebody that you're into that has a boyfriend, first of all, that's already fucking torture. Don't do that to yourself.
I know.
And second of all, why would you want to be friends with a girl anyway? Girls are the worst.
Yeah, I know.
I can't imagine being friends with one. Why even bother? Gross.
Well, different perspectives sometimes.
No, gross. I'm an unemployed veteran living in transitional housing, read homeless shelter in Salt Lake City. I know my wife is cheating on me, but I have no solid proof and no money to afford the typical ways of obtaining proof. We are separated and living apart, but trying to reconcile. I'm looking for ways for an unemployed man with no car and no income can obtain proof of her infidelity. I need this closure as she vehemently denies it despite being a terrible liar. She's very protective of her phone. It's password protected and on a different plan carrier than mine. I have no way for me to access it without getting caught. I can't go to her friends because they would just tell her, and I can't go to my friends because she knows the few I have here. Is there anyone out there willing to do... Well, we skip that shit. Yeah, basically, how does this man find his wife cheating, or should he bother?
You're separated.
Yeah.
No.
He says he says they're trying to reconcile. I would suspect she is not trying to.
If he's living in a homeless shelter, they're not trying to reconcile.
I know.
He would be living back at home with her.
Yeah. I can understand. I mean, me and you have both been cheated on. So we can speak to this a little bit. When you suspect it...
It's happening.
It's dark. Like, your brain goes to these dark, horrible places. And I can understand the motivation to try to get confirmation of it happening.
If you're separated... And you're worried that it's happening, but you're separated.
Yeah, it is likely happening. But if I were this guy, I would want proof myself because I know that feeling.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
But I also know no good will come of that, and he should do better to just be a bigger man and walk away and say he doesn't want to reconcile and go fuck another girl. And he'll be over it way quicker.
He can try. I don't think many girls are going to fuck him. Fuck a homeless guy.
Homeless girls. Gross homeless girls.
They're even more. Ugh.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, because me and you have both been here, though.
And my when you were reading that story, my first instinct was just automatically, keylogger.
Yeah.
Put a fucking keylogger on our computer.
I know.
That was my first thought. And then I thought more, and it's just, no. Move on.
Yeah. If you could do it again, Shay.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, if you thought your new girlfriend was cheating on you.
Yeah.
Would you go to great lengths to find her out?
No.
Or would you just walk away?
I would just walk away immediately.
Yeah.
Without hesitation. If I was worried about it. Because I've been stuck in that worried place.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's the worst. Just there's no worse feeling than being in that place right there.
Yeah.
So if it were to happen to me now and I thought that it was happening, I would just be done.
Yeah.
There'd be no question. There'd be no conversation. There'd be no them trying to convince me. It would just be, I can't live like this. I'm not. And there has to be a real reason to have that feeling. I'm not the type of guy that's just going to get jealous and automatically assume. I mean, if it's pretty obvious, then I would just be done.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm married, so it would be a little different for me, I guess. Yeah. But I don't think, looking back on my cheating episode.
Yeah.
It your brain does such fucking weird twisted things.
Your brain's not really there anymore.
Yeah. You act, I acted like a totally different person. I was this weird, jealous, controlling, just fucking, I can pinpoint probably 20 things I did.
Yeah.
That were just so out of character for me and so bizarre during those times I wouldn't want to go back. It makes a lot more sense to just be like, you know what? She's probably cheating. Move on with your life. Don't fucking dwell on it. Yeah. On the other hand, I know that's likely impossible to do. I couldn't do it, but
you couldn't then. Now I think you could.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, your situation now is different because you have a child.
Yeah. If I just had a girlfriend and it was similar,
or if it was just your wife with no child,
yeah,
you would still do the same thing.
Probably. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. But you have a child, so it's a little more difficult for you now.
Yeah. I just remember when I found my girlfriend cheating on me with my best friend, I like asked all these fucking invasive questions like, how many times did you do it? Where? When?
What holes?
Yeah. Like getting these like hyper specific stories and like for nothing. And, like, what fucking good did any of that do?
Now you remember shit like that, right? Like that's the shit you remembered. The worst parts of that.
Yeah.
Like all you remember, you finding that and asking those. I mean,
yeah, I remember me acting like a total fucking shit sack.
Yeah.
The whole time. I just remember him being embarrassed of what I did then.
My point, I guess, I was trying to make was that all the stupid shit you did trying to find things out, all that information would just, seems like that's what would eat at you later, like knowing that they fucked five times, knowing that they fucked five times in your house,
yeah,
and shit like that. That, I guess, ignorance is bliss,
sort
I think.
Of, yeah.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. Well, whatever.
That was the point. Whatever. I was making.
Yeah, this guy, he just needs to walk away from his wife.
That's easier said than
estranged,
done.
Estranged wife. Yes, yeah, nearly impossible. But
yeah, if someone's, if anybody is going to give advice, that's the advice that they would give you.
Yeah.
Like real advice.
Yeah. So Shay, do you remember? Let me get in my soundboard here. Do you remember Maura Murray?
Yes.
Can you brief me on some Maura Murray?
Yeah. So she she disappeared, and they have no idea what happened to her. They suspected some neighbors. Her car was left. She left her car, but she was gone. They suspected neighbors or family members or something because they took the dogs and they found blood in the carpet, but they couldn't, or the dogs sniffed the blood in the carpet, but they couldn't actually find any blood. It ended up she's just gone. The reporter guy thinks that she disappeared off to Canada somewhere, more of just a runaway and not a kidnapping / murder situation.
That's very thorough, Shay. Way more thorough than I expected you to be.
Yeah, dude, look at me. That memory works.
Dude, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Yeah, no, you covered all the highlights. It was this young girl. She was 21 at the time, and she disappeared.
Yep.
And nobody really knows what happened to her. She maybe got killed, likely just ran away.
Yep.
But some new evidence has come to light, and this is not new necessarily.
Okay.
We should note, we did 3 episodes talking about Maura Murray on Atomicat, maybe 4 months ago or something.
I think one of them, like if you, yeah, it was.
One of them has Maura Murray in the title, so look right around those and you'll find the rest of the story.
Yeah.
But the point is, there's been new evidence, sort of, and it's not new, it's a couple years ago. In one of these interviews, that Fred Murray was Maura's dad.
Okay.
Fred did an interview with somebody and talked about what he thought happened was that she was abducted by some dirtbag on Route 112.
Okay.
That seems kind of, because that's the road that she was on when her car broke down.
Yeah.
It was just sort of an offhanded remark that nobody really dwelled on it or anything like that, except that some dude started a YouTube channel with the username 112Dirtbag.
Okay.
And on February 8th, 2012, this is exactly 8 years after Maura Murray went missing, he released a video on that channel.
Oh.
And it was just titled Happy Anniversary. Shay, I'm going to play you the audio now.
Holy fuck. Okay.
It's a slow build here. This is all it is. Not to spoil it, this is it's one full minute of just this fucking maniac laughing, and he's clearly in a basement of some sort.
Jesus.
I know.
He's getting it.
Creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, that, like, I'm getting kind of goosebumpy.
Yeah, he's just all alone in a basement. The camera is pointed directly at his face. His face is in clear view, and he's just laughing like a maniac.
Okay.
So, okay, so anyway, he uploaded a couple of videos. This was just one of them.
Uh-huh.
The other videos were just weird, like, puzzles. Like, there were just really childlike-looking drawings. They all look almost certainly like he painted them in MS Paint.
Okay.
Microsoft Paint. Just really kind of childlike, bizarre drawings with numbers on them. Just sort of cryptic, puzzle-looking things. Very strange.
Right.
He had one where he was playing piano, singing a song that apparently he wrote called No Help for a Mental Wannabe. One is like a stick figure, basically, of a woman with a black eye. And he thinks they think that he's trying to take credit for both Maura Murray's disappearance and a couple other disappearances that happened around that same time and around that same place, including this girl named Molly Bish, who was 16. She was just a few miles away from where Maura Murray disappeared just a year or two before. And also Patrick McCarthy, a 10-year-old boy who disappeared a few years later, but was actually found dead. All of those happened in the same general vicinity.
Oh, yeah.
They've researched this guy in depth.
Uh-huh.
Turns out it's almost certainly nothing. He's just a fucking insane person who's trying to sort of interject himself into these cases, but he almost certainly had zero to do with it. Huh. But fucking creepy either way,
right? That is creepy, and I was really hoping that So my hope was that there was no video, and it was just, you know, he uploaded that audio to YouTube.
Yeah.
And that my hope for when you started that story was that you were going to come back and say that they've just found the guy and arrested him for murder.
Nope. Because, yeah, he didn't really try too hard to hide himself. So it was kind of bizarre.
That is, and oh god, that was a creepy, like, just, it's less creepy knowing that he showed his face.
Yeah.
I really feel like if there was no face to that, that would have been better.
Right.
More creepy.
Yeah.
But still, not, either way, that's, I mean, it's this fucking internet troll guy's just fucking with people.
Yeah, but he's like a late 50s probably guy. I mean, like an old guy. He doesn't seem like the typical internet troll.
Yeah.
But it's also just sort of getting off on putting another family through such trauma,
right.
You know,
right?
It's so weird.
Yeah,
I feel like he should be punished for something, even if it's not murder.
Isn't there something they can? No, I guess
I don't know. No, what would that be?
I don't know.
I mean, it was just called Happy Anniversary, and just him laughing.
Harassment.
I would think even that would be hard to prove
on the internet. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know, unless he sent the family the link.
Yeah, I don't know.
But probably not.
I don't know how the chain of custody worked, but
Weird stuff, dude.
Yeah. Very bizarre, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I got.
Well, I think we're out of show then.
Are we? It's going to be a short show, but I guess that's all right.
Yeah, I don't have anything else either.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week.
Live next week.
Radio.atomicast.com for live Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and Tim might be in the chat room tonight. I likely will not be unless I just have a hard time sleeping, which with me is always possible. So maybe I will be there, but hopefully not.
Do it.
I got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, man. I don't want to stay up too late.
Email the show.
Tomcast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail. 832-819-3867. That's 832-819-3867. Social media stuff.
Changing it up on you, dude.
You threw me off, man. Atomicast.com for social media stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, signing off, I guess. Do you have the sign-off shit ready? Or are you going to do another thing where we sign off and then you clumsily, awkwardly play
the
with
fuck your audio
board?
What
are
you talking about? I've been ready the entire
playing right
time.
Now. I'm trying to kill time so you can get it up.
It's up.
Jeez, how dare you? Signing off, this is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio. For classic episodes, hop on over to radio.atomicast.com and listen live on Wednesdays at 9 Central.